Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. It's been a while, hasn't it? Almost 2 weeks since you and I had last had a conversation. And for those of you maybe following me on Instagram at young_lions_perspective, I posted that I would be taking a little hiatus, a little sabbatical, if you will, for a little while. And I figured I'd check in with y'all and let y'all know what the fuck is going on with me. Last couple of weeks, and if we're being brutally honest with ourselves and each other, last couple of months, I have been in some form of depression and anxiety for reasons I can't understand nor comprehend, and I don't ask you to either. It's affected myself. It's affected my relationship with Miss YLP. It's affected a lot of things. And it's gotten to a point where I had to finally stare my girlfriend in the eyes with tears running down my face and say, I need help. I can't do this by myself anymore. As a black man living in the United States, we have to deal with a lot of stigma, a lot of stereotypes. If you know, you know. One of them is going to therapy. I made the decision a few days ago to seek out therapy. And I was able prior to talk to King Ricky Rose about it and let him know what was going on with me. And those of you who may not know, he does specialize in psychology. That's his main thing. Don't mean to break the fourth wall, but my bad. So he and I, we had a chat and he helped me find a therapist. Now I'm not going to put that out there because that's none of y'all's damn business, but I hope y'all understand where I'm coming from. It took me a little while to realize that I can't do everything on my own. Now, mind you, I'm actually literally talking about this with you guys right after I just had a consultation with my therapist, with my now therapist. And it felt like I was talking to one of the old heads. You feel me? And it felt good. It felt like there was an 800-pound elephant on my chest, and I tried to push it off. I tried to do anything I can to get rid of it, but it wasn't until I had actually accepted that I needed help is that when that 800-pound elephant was able to get off my chest and allow all the feelings that needed to come in to come in. Main reason why I kind of pushed it to the side was because I thought, I'm still self-reliant. I can do it myself. But sometimes you have to realize that you can't do it all yourself. No one person gets to where they are in life without help, without seeking out help, without being able to ask for it. And I had a problem doing it because I had done so much on my own that I felt I could push through and get through it. But this time around, I couldn't. So So that's where I'm at right now with, you know, with everything. I have a lot of reasons as to why I'm doing this, and I made the decision to do so. One of them is for my nephew. Young little man reminds me a lot of myself, looks like me a lot too, which kind of scares the hell out of me, but he's a very smart kid. He's very imaginative. My mom always tells me, you know, when we talk on the phone, he acts just like you. And I want my nephew, and honestly, all men, to realize that sometimes in life you do need help. Sometimes in life you can't do everything on your own. Sometimes you need to be able to have not only the awareness, but the understanding that you can't do everything on your own. You can't do it all. And when I was speaking with my now therapist, I asked him, do you have one? He told me, not at the moment, but I do have a supervisor that I do talk to on a regular basis. I ask questions and all that stuff. Yes, therapists have their own therapist. Just in case y'all didn't know, but I'm able to acknowledge the fact that I need help, to recognize how much I actually do need help, and to clear up some things in my childhood that maybe I haven't been able to take care of. It's one of those things where I'm in a state of overwhelming confusion. I'm feeling lost. I have no sense of direction. And as he told me, you have a lack of purpose. And luckily for me, he understood that, you know, I'm a perfectionist. He understood that, you know, that there are people, especially men, you know, who have to go to therapy. But from what he told me, you know, the most important thing is that you wanted to. You made the decision to do it. American writer Tom Peters once said, if a window of opportunity appears, don't pull down the shade. And for the last 2 months, I've been pulling down the shade of the opportunity. But this time around, I couldn't ignore it anymore. I couldn't ignore the fact that I needed help. And I'm sure there's plenty of men out there who honestly need that help. But maybe because they know they need help, they still resist it because they still think they can do it on their own. Brothers, I'm going to tell y'all right now, fellas, sometimes if you do need the help, just ask for it. I understand that. As men, we should be able to handle the shit. Excuse me. But sometimes we need to push our ego and pride to the side and have an understanding that we do need help every once in a while. We do need that someone we need to talk to. That maybe we can't talk to about, you know, with our parents, our significant others, friends, all that. And especially as a black man, it's even harder for us to be able to talk with friends or talk with parents or talk with their significant others. Because especially in the black community, it's seen as weakness. I'm here to tell you that it's not weak of you to ask for help. It's not a weakness to seek out therapy. It's not a weakness to be able to want to talk to someone about what's going on with you. I didn't know how much shit I had inside of myself that had happened. Trauma in my childhood. Pain of shit. But what I'm doing here is I'm starting my journey. And what I plan on doing, you know, soon, actually, is I'm going to be doing a second podcast. And I'm letting this be known to the world and to everybody in WrestleLife Radio realm and in everyone in the YLP realm. I plan on doing a second podcast. It's going to be me on this journey. A young lion's journey, if you will. And I'm going to take y'all with me. And what I want to do with it is essentially inform people. Let y'all know what I'm dealing with. How I'm feeling. Being more vulnerable than Mr. YLP is. Mr. YLP is, of course, as y'all know, the grandiose, braggart, you know, braggadocious, swaggered, all that stuff. But Zach's a little bit more reserved, quiet. Chill, you know. But there's a lot of things I need to sort out. A lot of things I need to figure out about myself. To become the best version of myself, but not just for myself, but for Miss YLP, Mama YLP, Twin Sister YLP, my nieces, my nephew, my grandmother. I want to become the best version of myself for them. That's what they honestly deserve, and that's what I deserve for myself. But I'm not going to become that best version of myself if I keep just chugging along and thinking everything's good when I know it's not. Because it's not. I can admit that. And I'm holding myself accountable for that. I'll put it to you like this. To the men of the YLP realm, listen good. It's okay to ask for help. It's okay to know when you need the help. But don't wait. I did. I waited 2 months. And honestly, I may have waited decades for this. You know what I mean? And don't be afraid of seeking out therapy. Don't be... Should I say this? Don't allow yourself, don't allow the stigma or what society says or anything like that to hinder you from seeking it out. You understand? And don't wait. Don't resist it. Don't think you can do it on your own when you know you can't. Make that choice. I'm not forcing you to do so. You got to do that for yourself. And that's what I did. I sat down. I made that decision for myself. And to be brutally honest, it's one of the best decisions I ever made. Is seeking it out. I thank Miss YLP, Mama YLP, Twin Sister YLP, and King Ricky Rose for helping me realize that. But at the end of the day, it comes down to you. You have to make that choice. You have to make that decision. You are the only person that can begin that journey, which is your journey to take. and this is mine. And I want to take y'all on that journey with me so I can dispel the stigma, so I can break down the stereotype. I'm just one man in the world of billions. But if I can at least change someone's mind, break down that resistance to this, no one is invincible. No one's untouchable. But this, remember this one thing, y'all. When it comes to this, you're not alone. There are many others like me who are probably doing what I'm about to do right now, or have made, or have finally made the decision to do it. And that's okay. It's all right to ask for help. It's all right to know when you need it. I need it. But you also got to know what you're doing it for. You can't just do it because it's Wednesday. You feel me? You got to know why you're doing it. You got to know what you're doing it for, why you're doing it for, and who you're doing it for. I was reading an article before I actually had my consultation with my therapist. And it's actually from John Wall, called I'm Still Here, on the playerstribune.com. If you want to check that out, just search for John Wall Players Tribune. It should pop right up. And he was talking about how he almost committed suicide after the death of his mom of breast cancer. And I'm going to read y'all a quote real quick from this article, if I may. Quote, "The one thing I always held on to in the darkest times was the thought of my boys. Just the little things, like wanting to be around for their first day of school, their first real vacation. Wanting them to see their dad playing an NBA game for real, and not just on some highlights from back in the day. Those thoughts held me down a lot during a lot of hard nights. But if I'm being honest, even the thought of being a father wasn't enough for me to get help. That's how the oppression lies to you. That devil on your shoulder is whispering to you, well, maybe they'd be better off without you here. I was praying to God just to give me the strength to wake up the next morning. Then one night, my mom came to me in a dream. It was like she was standing right next to me. She looked me right in the eyes and said, 'You have to keep going for your children. There's more for you to do on this earth.' It felt like a sign from God. It took a while, but I eventually reached out to somebody in my circle and they said the most important words you can say. 'Yo, I need some fucking help.'" End quote. Even John Wall needed help. And that man plays for the Washington Warriors. Not Washington Warriors. I'm sorry. Washington Wizards. My bad. What I'm here to tell y'all is this. If you feel like you have no other options, you do. You just have to ask for it. Be honest with yourself. Be brutally honest with yourself and look to someone and say, "I need help. I can't do this on my own anymore." And that's what I finally said to Miss YLP. "I need help. I can't do this on my own anymore." So I just wanted to talk to y'all real quick and let you know what was going on with me. As far as the podcast goes, I'm still going to be in hiatus for a little bit. Let's kind of get things sorted, because I got a lot of sorting to do. I promise you that. But if you follow me on Twitter at YL Perspective, over on Instagram at young_lions_perspective, and on Facebook at Young Lions Perspective Podcast, I will let y'all know when exactly the YLP podcast will be back. It will be back soon. I promise you that. because there's a lot that has been going on in the world of professional wrestling, and I've been keeping up on it behind the scenes quietly. But right now, I need to take care of myself for the betterment of myself, Miss YLP, and my family. Because a better me is also better for the world and better for y'all as well. Because trust me when I tell you, y'all don't want me to come on here and be a half-ass Mr. YLP. Y'all don't deserve that, and I'm not going to give y'all that. So that is all for now. Just want to let y'all know where I was at. Wanted to check in, make sure I let y'all know I'm not dead. But just want to let y'all know where I was at, where I'm at right now. And I want to take y'all on this journey with me. And if that journey helps out at least one person, that's all I need. With that being said, I hope y'all have a good day, night, afternoon, and evening. Wherever you may be, wherever you are in the world. Until next time, see you.